So how do we define day? How do we define night? The maskanas haGemara. Yom stretches from Alois HaShachar all the way to Tzeis HaKachav, which is pretty interesting. We see from here that the power of light is stronger than the power of darkness. Why? Think about it. By Alois HaShachar, all you have is a bit of light. You don't have the actual sun there. You have some light arriving. That's considered the initiation of day. So although we have some darkness as well, no. A little bit of light initiates the day. And that stretches all the way till Tzeis HaKachav. Once again, darkness has arrived somewhat. We ignore that. So in this battle between light and darkness, light prevails. As long as there's a little bit of light, that's considered Yom. But there's something interesting here. You do find the difference between the beginning of the day and the end of the day. What do I mean? You know, there's something called Ben HaShemashes, right? That only applies to the end of the day. Why not in the beginning as well? As soon as you have some light, dawn arrives, so you have that transition. It goes from night to day. Smooth transition. There's no twilight zone. There's no halachic Ben HaShemashes there. It's either night or day. As soon as you see some, you discern some light, day has arrived. But when it comes to the end of the day, tail end of the day, as soon as it starts getting a little bit too darkish, you're not sure. Is it still day? Is it already night? We have the din of Ben HaShemashes. It's interesting. Why? Why is it that we don't have it in the beginning of the day as well? You would think that it should be applied on both sides of the day. Whenever we have that transition between night and day coming in, or day and night going out, you should have the same concept of confusion of Ben HaShemashes. So it appears that the difference is as follows. When the day arrives, when the light's coming in, it's stronger, it's on its way in. So in that case, even a little bit of light is already considered daytime. It's not a suffix, this is day. It's on its way up, it's on its way in. But on its way out, light is waning. The day is disappearing. Yom is dissipating. At that point, you don't necessarily say it's the same amount of photons, same amount of degree of light. No, it's on its way out. Its power is waning. It's dissipating. So at that point we say, once you get to a certain point of dusk, it's Ben HaShemashes. We're not sure whether it's still day or already night. So once you get past Ben HaShemashes, it's Tzeis HaKachav, then you know with certainty, night time has arrived. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has an interesting chakir. He speculates as follows. Gemara says, "Hakaimlan dat tzeis hakechavim lav laila." What makes laila tzeis hakechavim? Stars come out. Is that a siman or a siba? What do you mean? Is that just an indicator? You see the stars twinkling. Apparently, a certain degree of darkness has been achieved. So it isn't the star that makes the din of Laila. It's the darkness. The Choshech. The Tzeis HaKachav are just a sign, an indication of night's arrival. Or perhaps it's more than that. It's a Siba. It's a reason. Tzeis HaKachav generates Laila. Someone like you can say that, you know, Hashem allotted, Hashem gave the day to the sun, right? The sun is the Meshamish of Yom. And nighttime was given to the moon and the stars. They're the nighttime authorities. Right? That's why, by the way, it's called Ben HaShemashes. The two Shamashim, the two servants of Hashem, the sun and the moon, remember they were competing way back, and then Hashem diminished the light of the moon. So there's no competition. He says, you serve by day, you serve at night. Two different servants, two different domains. Ben HaShemashes, that's the twilight zone between when this Shamash serves, and the sun serves, and the other Shamash, the other servant, the moon, stars. So perhaps the fact that stars are visible and shining, that makes night, that turns it into night. So that's Rebbe Chanan's shaila. What's a nafkamina? Sounds like a hypothetical discussion. There is a nafkamina, believe it or not, lahalacha. Let's say you have two Edom come along and they say, you know, we saw one star. You're meant to have three stars, right? So these fellows say, we saw one. That's it. Another pair of Edom say, we saw another star. And yet another pair said, we saw a third star. Can you join together the Edom? Can you combine them? So it's like this. If the presence of the star is just a simon, just an indication, just a raya, the degree of darkness. It's not like the star makes the night. It's just a simon. It's a sign. The nighttime has arrived. In which case he says, you can combine them, because really, they're all saying the same thing. We saw a star, nighttime arrived. We saw a star, nighttime arrived. They're speaking of the fact that nighttime arrived. So really, they can all be combined together. We can draw a conclusion. The three stars have been seen. But if the star itself is a siva, it's a reason, it makes the nighttime. In which case, you need three. You need Aiden to tell you, look, we saw three stars. Night has arrived. But if you have Reuven and Shimon speaking about one star, that's nothing. That's nothing. The next pair of Aiden speaking about another star, that's nothing. And therefore, you can't combine it. Again, if it's just a sign, it's an indication, so really all trying to say is saying, nighttime has arrived. Look, I'll prove it to you from the stars. So we can just bundle them together. They're all saying that nighttime has arrived. One star, another star, another star. Oh, we join them together, we have three stars. But if it's the star that makes the night, so you need three. None of them are saying three, so none of them can be heard or accepted in Bezdin. So Rechanan means a raya to the first tzad. He says that stars are just a simon. Why? Simple right. Take a look at the Chumash. When were the stars activated? Only on the fourth day. But already on the first day it says, so it's clear that nighttime, Erev, is not dependent upon the stars. Even without stars you can have nighttime. Nowadays, in order to discern, to determine, to identify light, take a look at the star, at the sky. You see three stars every time. Nighttime has arrived. It's a good sim, it's a good rule of thumb. But even without the actual presence of stars, when you achieve a certain degree of darkness, that's the end of Laila.